So now we're going to drill down on one of today's top news stories about East Timor.
To recap, the tiny Southeast Asian country, East Timor, declared a state of emergency today after the country's president, José Ramos Horta, was shot and critically wounded in an assassination attempt yesterday. The prime minister was also targeted. East Timor became an independent country in 2002 after being occupied by Indonesia for years, decades. President Ramos Horta won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1996 for his nonviolent resistance to that occupation. Australia, which has had a long peacekeeping force in East Timor, is sending more troops in today to help prevent an outbreak of violence in the wake of the attacks. On the line now from Australia is Mark Dodd. He's a correspondent with the newspaper The Australian, and he's covered East Timor since its battle for independence. Hey, Mark.
Rachel, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for staying up late tonight. It's a huge time difference. Have you been on the phone with people in East Timor, and what are they telling you about the situation there today?
Well, certainly, as you mentioned earlier in your news bulletin, a state of emergency has been declared and a curfew came into force approximately 4.5 hours ago. That was announced last night by the Prime Minister, Xanana Gusmao. I'm hearing that there continues to be tonight in Dili a very heavy police and army presence on the streets. Roadblocks are up. Police are also searching in nearby hills now for that small band of rebels, armed rebels, who are involved in what's being described as the assassination attack on the East Timorese leadership. Today we saw two C-130 Hercules arrive in Dili with approximately 180 Australian paratroopers. They're going to be reinforced by another 70 Australian Federal Police. We also had a guided missile frigate arrive today, and that's being parked anchored off in Dili Harbour in plain view of the rebels, so I think sending them a bit of a message as they're hiding up in the hills, they'll be able to see that.
Mark, who are these rebels? Who is this rebel group? Is this related to independence?
Yes, there is certainly a lot of confusion about it, and I'll try and explain. The number of armed rebels is actually quite small, and they're probably no more than 20, but they're very well armed, and they're armed with automatic weapons which were stolen from police and army armories during the chaos in 2006. But their supporters number about 600, and these are disaffected former soldiers, mostly ethnic Western-born, so-called Loramonu people, who defected citing ethnic prejudice within the ranks, claiming that the commanders of the East Timor Defence Force, the nascent Defence Force, which was formed from the ranks basically of the pro-independence Falun Til guerrillas, their argument was that most of the commanders were Eastern-born and therefore they were suffering and their conditions, they were complaining about their conditions.
So these were rebels that were associated with the group that broke off in 2006. We should remind people a couple of years ago there were some...
Correct.
A group that broke off in a mutiny, essentially, erupting violence and many people were killed.
Exactly, yes.
What is this expected to do in East Timor? Was the assassination or the attempted assassination of this fragile country's president something that was expected?
Look, it was quite drastic, and I think this is the question that's being asked at the moment. I see that today the Deputy Prime Minister, José Luis Guterres, has demanded a full inquiry into the attacks. But there were some worrying signs, and last week there was an Australian patrol operating in the hills behind Dili ran into some of Renato's loyalists, and there was warning shots were fired at the Australians, and they not wanted to get involved, they backed away. And then also last week there was a grenade thrown at the Australians in Dili, at their base in Dili. So there's been some very worrying signs, but I think the trigger to this has been negotiations involving the Prime Minister, Xanana Gusmao, and he's actually been negotiating with some of these defectors who go under the name of the petitioners because they were wanting to petition the government for improvements to their conditions of service. And he'd actually convinced about 100 of them to defect. And the issue here is, I think, Renato, the army rebel major,
we should also say, I'm sorry,
and I think decided that he needed to show that he was still the man in charge and launch this this action yesterday, this terrible action, which left the president in Darwin Hospital in a critical condition, as you said.
And we should also say the country's top fugitive, Alfredo Renato, was killed in this attack. And we will be watching this. Potential violence could erupt and definitely causing some political chaos in this small country that's already seen so much in its very short history as an independent nation. Mark Dodd, thanks so much. Correspondent with the newspaper The Australian. He's covered East Timor for many years now, on the line explaining to us the recent violence in East Timor. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rachel.